For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as our servant for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4-5.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Children's Missions Day. And I'm happy to be here with our children to do our special message today. Let me first say to Imoni Moore, we're so sorry that we weren't able to have your video as a part of the presentation today, but we thank you for submitting it. And we have all of our children here today. We have Aaliyah, we have Ryan and Toby and Clay and Apollonia and Journey and Jolly and Harmony and Amor and Atesia and Monet and Batiste. Who are here with us to do the sermon today. Now, children, I need your help with this sermon because your theme today is serving with purpose. And we really want to talk about purpose. I want you to point to your head. Point to your head. Everybody point to your head. Can you hear me? Point to your head. Everybody point to your head. Ah, there you go. Now, point to your heart. Point to your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. All right, now show me your hands. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. All righty. There you go. So that's what we're going to talk about today. There you go. We're going to talk about your head, your heart, and your hands as we think about serving with purpose. Now, I'm going to show you some things, and I want you to tell me what it is and then what the purpose of this thing. And the first thing I want to show you is this. Who can tell me what this is? Raise your hand if you can tell me what this is. Raise your hand and then unmute. Okay. Toby, what is this? What is it, Toby?
A razor.
It's a razor. So you use it to shave and on every day. What is this?
A comb.
A comb. Who said that? Okay. So the Harvey said this is a comb. So you use this to comb your hair, right? See how good I'm using it to comb my hair? All right. What is this? Jolly, can you tell me what this is? Okay, Ryan, what is this? You have to unmute and tell me. Okay, Ryan, what is it? Huh?
It's a hammer.
It's a hammer. Okay. And you use it to do what? All right. Who can tell me what this is? Marley? What is this right here, Marley?
That's a weight.
A weight?
Is that a weight?
It's a weight.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Clay and Toby, do you know the name of this weight? Okay, there's a delay. There's a delay with the sound. So this is a kettlebell. That's what it's called, a kettlebell, but it's really a weight. And did you know that, Toby? So you use it like this in the gym. All right. What is this? No, let's go with Harmony. Harmony, you tell me.
That's a tennis racket?
Yeah, it's a tennis racket. That's right. It's a tennis racket. And you use it to play tennis. This is my wife's tennis racket. She likes tennis. And Journey, did you want to say something? Go ahead, Journey.
It's a tennis racket.
That's right. It's a tennis racket. You play tennis with it. Now, I got one more thing. And what is this? And Reverend Spears is going to think that I'm using his. This one is mine. What is this right here?
You have to cut this one off.
What is this? Who can tell me what this is?
A neck brace?
And a headband? I don't know.
Who said neck brace? But you said a neck brace. That's so funny. And then one more thing. What is this? Okay, Monty. Yes. Harvey? Go ahead.
Yes, it's a cane.
It's a cane or a walking stick. See? Someone from Ebenezer gave me this cane, this walking stick. They thought it was a nice gift for me. What is this? Aaliyah, can you tell me what this is? Okay. Marley?
It's a postmate bag
for carrying food or groceries. All right. So there are a lot of different things that I've shown you, and you told me what the purpose is. And you're talking as children about serving with purpose. And I want to first talk about your head, because inside your head is your brain. And with your brain, you learn to think about what you're going to do and what you're going to say. And so in order to help other people, you first got to think about it. You've got to think about how you treat others and what you do for others. But then I told you to point to your heart, because in your heart are your feelings, and in your heart is where you learn to care about others. So not only should you think about others, what you do and what you say, but in your heart you should care about others, how you treat them and how you support them. And then finally, I talked about your hands, because whatever you think about, whatever you care about, you should use your hands to do something about. So God has given all of you a head, a heart, and hands so that you can think about what you do for other people, what you say to other people, and so you can care about other people, and so you can do something about other people. Now, you have put boxes together for this Children's Mission Day, and you see that the box has hands on it. And what you have done is collected groceries and other things to put in boxes so that you can use your hands to take those boxes and take those groceries to other people. And you can also use bags like this to take groceries and other things to other people. And so I want to thank all of the children for serving today and for helping me with my sermon. I'm sorry about the delay, the timing delay, but thank you so much. But always think about, use your head to think about what you can do and what you can say to help other people. Always use your heart to care about others and what you can do for them, and use your hands to go out and work and serve others. God bless you, and thank you so much. Bye-bye!
Ebenezer members and online friends, it is our prayer that the message today has been a blessing to you and to your family. We pray that God's Spirit will implant the word deep into your hearts and give you the assurance of God's love and grace. We invite you to follow Christ with us. If you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian today. All you have to do is believe that God has come in Jesus to save us from our sins, and that Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. If you believe that, you are a Christian. We welcome you to the family of God, and we pray for you daily. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your story. You can reach out to us on our website at ebc3austin.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us each Sunday for worship. You may also reach us at our church office at ebcoffice@sbcglobal.net. Thank you so much for joining us today, and may God's peace be with you until we meet again.